another episode of Sounds Reasonable to Me. This podcast is created and produced by IamReasonable.com, and I'm your host, CJ Sand. In this week's episode, we're going to take a look at being that person, both at work and in the lives of those you love. You know the person I'm talking about, the one who makes everything all right, the one who makes everything work, the one who makes people say, "Oh, thank goodness they're here," when they walk into a room. Now, the older I get, the more I realize that so much of my life has been spent trying to either find that person or trying to become that person in other people's lives. The person people want to be around. The person who, when you think they're going to be there and they aren't, well, you're disappointed. And when they do finally arrive, you just know that everything's going to be all right. Now, I've worked in schools for the past 38 years, and if you want my opinion, I think we've kind of missed the mark when it comes to teaching the skills that really matter in life. Skills like becoming that person. Instead, it seems like we've spent a lot of time emphasizing how important it is to get into a good college, valuing things like high SAT scores, advanced placement classes, participation in student government, pushing kids to take loads of college credits while they're in high school, I suppose so they can get through college faster and get to the work till you die part of the show sooner. I don't know. And once the students get into college, we seem to emphasize the importance of acquiring a marketable degree so they can get a high-paying job. And once they do get that job, well, then they have to worry about keeping a good credit rating and putting money away for a good retirement. Well, at this point, we might just want to take a step back and ask ourselves, well, how's that working out for us? Sometimes I wonder what our world would look like if instead of emphasizing the attributes I just listed, maybe we had emphasized something a little bit different, like maybe not worrying about the SAT scores and AP classes, and maybe instead just encouraging kids to become that person. Encourage them to be leaders, not by pushing their way to the front of the line, but by setting such a good example that their colleagues want them to be up front. To have the habit of working hard, but having fun while you're doing it, and then encouraging everyone to do a little bit more, not because they have to, but just for the fun of it. To constantly be building a harmonious, enjoyable workplace. To have a good sense of humor while doing all of these tasks. Becoming that person who makes everyone around them a little bit better just because they're there. I don't know that these attributes appear on any syllabus or lesson plan I've ever seen, but I can tell you that if you master them, well, at least in the game of life, you are golden. You'll always have work. In fact, you'll have your choice of good jobs. You'll be doing things that really matter and things that you enjoy. You'll be valued for what you do by the people in your life that really matter. Here's an example from my own life. As I told you in an earlier episode, I was in a church choir. Since I'm a music teacher, my section of the choir went from worst to first overnight when I arrived. All the guys in the bass section needed was a leader. Anyway, I remember one cold November evening. I had just gotten off work and was heading into town for choir practice. I was cold, I was tired, I was hungry, and I was thinking to myself, hey, I can sight read all this stuff. Why don't I just go home and call it a night? But I knew the guys in the back row really counted on me at these rehearsals, and I didn't want to let them down. So I went. The church was dark when I got there, except for the back corner where the choir was rehearsing. I was 15 minutes late, and they had already started singing. But as I walked up and got closer, I heard one of the guys in the back row saying to another guy in a stage whisper, "Oh, thank God, he's here!" And I smiled to myself. Now, I'd like to think I've done a lot of good things in my life and in my career, but to be honest with you, few things in my life have ever made me feel better about myself than that one comment. At least in that church choir, on that one night, I was that person. That person I've been talking about. and it reminded me of the Edith Pargetier quote, "To be needed and to fill that need is the greatest privilege in life." To be honest with you, when I look back on my life so far, I honestly haven't gotten that much pleasure out of expensive things I've bought, or amazing gifts I've received, or holidays I've been on. What I do find the greatest pleasure in is remembering the times when I've stepped up and tried to be that person for the people in my life. When I've gone beyond what I was expected to do, what I was paid to do, and ended up doing more than I even thought I could do. Things that if I hadn't stepped up and done them, well, then they just wouldn't have happened. And I guess a life spent trying to be that person, for yourself, for your family, and for the world you live in, well, that sounds reasonable to me. Thank you for listening. Sounds Reasonable to Me is an IamReasonable.com production. IamReasonable.com, working for a more reasonable tomorrow.